This is a recording of May 24, 2018 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
And we'll start with roll call. So on the board, Director Crawford is here. Director Reeves is here. Director Castan is here. There are no other directors other than myself, Chair Stuart Burns. So first off, we need Jim. Okay, I have you, Jim. Sorry. Director Henderson is on the teleconference line. The camera must be pointing at the ceiling or something. So the first thing is approval of the agenda. Has everyone looked at it? Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll vote on this. Everyone in favor of the agenda? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the agenda passes unanimously. The second item is approval of the minutes. Has the members of the committee had a chance to review the minutes online? And so is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the meeting minutes from the November 28, 2017 Operations Committee meeting.
Second. There's been a motion and a second to approve the November 28, 2017 minutes of the previous ops meeting. Everyone in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And this motion passes unanimously. So, persons to be heard. Is there anyone? No. I don't see anyone to be heard. No members to be heard. CEO reports and correspondence. There should be none tonight.
Nope.
New business. New business will be the election of Operations Committee Vice Chair. And I guess the first component is I am looking for who has interest in this role. Tina? Susan? All right, there's one hand. Is this a motion? I guess election, so we do need to elect this person. Is there anyone else who has interest in being the vice chair for the operations committee? Hearing no other candidates, we will take, and I believe this is a hand vote too. Sure, I think. Yes. So we'll take a vote for Director Reeves to be vice chair of the Operations Committee. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. And Jim Henderson, I can't see a hand. You're not on the Ops Committee, I guess.
That's correct. I'm not on the
right. Correct.
Do you have that in the form of a motion?
It needs to be a motion. Okay.
I move that the Operations Committee elect Director Reeves as the Vice Chair of the Operations Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's been a motion and a second to approve Director Reeves as the Vice Chair of the Operations Committee. All in favor, please raise your hand. And opposed? The motion passes. Director Reeves is the Vice Chair. Thank you. So next, we'll be going into executive session. Do you have a motion to go into executive session?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10-25-175C1, 2, and 3, the Board Operations Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative. 2, personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person. However, the person may request a public discussion. And 3, legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
All right. Is there a second to go into executive session? Second. There's been a motion and a second to go into executive session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes for an executive session.
Who's assigning directors to work within this subcommittee? You're fine.
So, I guess that's all. Unless anyone else has anything, we'll go to director comments. All right, and I will start. Director Chastain.
This is great. I think this is a great forum. A super great start. There's a lot of details here, and just appreciate being able to start understanding what's going on so we can work through the process with you guys. And thanks for your efforts tonight. And
all right, Director Crawford.
I think we should be happy. It's been a long road to get here, and now we have to get over the top. There are going to be big benefits from doing it.
Super. Director Henderson, comments.
This is Jim. I want to thank again the staff, because they're the one that's going to carry the huge burden. I appreciate the consultants that have been brought in. They are very concise, and they cover as many of the attributes and challenges that I've seen, and they delineate well. I'm pleased that the board is really serious and is very engaged, because it's so crucial. Thank you, Lee, for being our able captain.
Director Morris.
Sure. Thanks for the meeting tonight. I feel like this was really in response. I mean, I think the board has been clear that we have wanted more information and we wanted to be part of the process. And you know, we have a lot of questions, and I feel like this has been a great response in you guys coming forward and being concerned about what information we need and providing us with the information. I really feel like this was good and has gone a long way, I think, to sort of setting up how we can be successful. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see us tap the consultants. I know we spent a lot of time talking about cost and cost of the deal, but I also want to say that there's support there for making sure that you guys have what you need in terms of support and expertise to make it happen. Like, that flip side is also there. We didn't talk about it as much, but I'm happy to see the extra expertise come in and on board. So I'm thanking you for tonight, but also advance thanking you for the tremendous work that we all recognize is still coming for quite some time. So I think we recognize that as well. Thank you very much.
With everything that's been said, I look forward to seeing you all again. I am.
All right. Lee, do you have anything?
No, I think we had a good discussion tonight. I think we've got a lot of good input, and we'll put some reports and some thoughts together on a way forward, and we look forward to keeping you well informed. Super. And thank you for your comments. I appreciate it.
Yeah, overall, from my standpoint, this is a really an exciting time. It's a big transition time from something I've heard about since I moved here in 1990, the opportunity to even get to this point. So it is very exciting. Of course, as board members, we have a fiduciary responsibility to our members, and so we have to have that in mind. But I think all the board shares excitement. I think it's excellent. And, you know, it's really, we can see the amount of effort you and your team have put in, not only to get, you know, through the election process and to this point, but we understand what it's going to take, or at least, you know, we're starting to understand. We did see, you know, org charts and things like that, so I appreciate it.
Okay.
So, if there's nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion and second to adjourn meeting. Everyone in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing no one against it, we're adjourned.